Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Weston Playhouse Theater Company in Weston, Vermont has returned to the performance, to live performance with an Iliad running through August 6th under the tent at Walker Farm. The eternal enchanting power of storytelling comes to life in Dennis O'Hare and Lisa Peterson's acclaimed adaptation of Homer's classic. A chorus of ancient muses performed original compositions by award winner Jenny Gearing as a solitary storyteller throws us into the midst of conflict. The solitary storyteller in this case is David Bonanno, who plays the poet, an ancient teller of tales destined to share the story of war until the day human nature changes, until the day our love of rage comes to an end. It is a great pleasure to welcome David back to the Roundtable. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Very nice. We're still trying to get Susanna on, who is going to join us, the executive artistic director of
yes.
Weston, and we haven't made that connection yet. If we do, we will certainly patch her through when we can, but if not, it's you and me, David, and I know one thing about probably both of us. I think we can fill the 14 minutes.
Absolutely. And I just want to say when we start to thank you for help your panel discussions over the last 4 years, helping to keep me and I'm sure a lot of us sane. I just wanted to say that to you since I had you here.
Well, that's very nice, and I appreciate that very much. I know we all do. That's very kind of you. Well, so now you're back, and I can only assume that is a lovely, wonderful feeling.
Oh boy, it sure is. You know, after the year and a half that we've all had to be able just to be able to gather again and share stories with each other live and in person has been amazing and such a gift, not only for all of us, you know, working, doing theater, but for the audiences. You know, it's really palpable in the room or in the tent.
Yes, right.
To have people, live human beings there again.
So what has it been like to be in the tent for the last couple of days and the last couple of performances as you've started this, the reaction from the audience and the I would think the very intimate connection that you have with this audience?
It's pretty amazing. You know, where the tent is in the behind Walker Theater here in Weston, and we had an amazing group of designers that kind of created this space in the tent that really works, you know, you can't even imagine it being inside. I'm kind of playing on kind of rubble and dirt and rocks, which helps tell the story. And even though people are kind of all around me, kind of three quarters in their own little pods to be safe, it's very engaging. And most of the show, I'm speaking. There's no fourth wall, so I'm just speaking directly to them and looking at them as I'm telling the story. And it's been terrifying and exciting at the same time. Not just to tell this story, but also just to be reconnecting with an audience again after so long.
Well, you've done one-man stuff before, but I assume, I mean, this is a lot. This is the Iliad, so that's a lot.
Yeah, actually, I had never done a one-man show before. I had done a bunch of two-person shows. But, you know, you're always talking to another actor for the most part. And even when you're doing a monologue, you know, an actor in any piece, you're kind of speaking across the audience, above the audience, or as they say, looking beyond the footlights, and you're kind of blinded by the lights. And here in the tent, you know, there's very minimal lighting. I mean, because we are doing a couple of matinees, so even the minimal lighting that we have is not really effective, you know, during the day. And so it's just their faces and my faces, and a lot of it, as I said, is just directly talking to them. So that's what I said about being a little scary. Because
I'll take you.
There's lots of distractions too.
Sure.
You know, there's lots of distractions because this car is going by sometimes, or sometimes somebody's mowing their lawn. You know, or dog barks, or, you know,
as Homer envisioned, I'm sure.
Exactly, and that's the beauty of it, is because this character of the poet, as the brilliant playwrights Dennis O'Hare, the actor, and Lisa Peterson who put this together as a kind of a modern retelling of an Iliad. They really wanted to connect it in a way like Homer did, you know, for hundreds of years, that tradition carried down where one person was telling this story. And boy, it doesn't get any more real than just kind of wandering into a tent on a summer night and, you know, telling the story.
So in the 90 seconds we have left, what do you hope the audience takes away from that experience?
I would say, you know, it being kind of a modern retelling of war in general, it touches on a lot of points of war and war stories over the years. And the poet, the character that I play, kind of keeps asking the question as he's telling the story, do you see, do you understand that if only he tells this story correctly or tells it right or tells it in a certain way that people will somehow understand that this maybe somehow this cycle of war that we've been caught in for thousands of years could somehow stop, that we can all kind of wake up and realize that these conflicts are maybe they don't need to happen. But I also want to say it's very funny, too. There's a lot of funny, engaging parts in it and very interactive with the audience. I don't mean it to sound like it's a scary drama war story, you know. It's beautifully designed that way so that it's very engaging for an audience.
David Bonanno plays the poet in the Westin Playhouse Theater Company production of An Iliad, which is running through August 6th under the tent at Walker Farm. You can find out more by going to westinplayhouse.org. David, I thank you so much for being with us, and I wish you the best of luck for the remainder of the run.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great to talk
to
you again.
And to you. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.